There are different ways to count graduation rates. The national standard is you look at those people that are first time, full time, and when they start school, and then you look at them 3 years later. What we know is that in central Indiana, about 25% do something in 3 years, which means they either graduate or transfer. Most of the students who complete something in 3 years transfer. It's really a transfer institution to IUPUI. But I think the real point is if you're working and you're a parent, 40% are parents, a bunch are single moms, it's going to take you longer to get in school, and there's all this opportunity to stop out. The count for last year that we gave to the state budget committee was about 9,500 graduated and about 10,000 transferred. So 20,000 students a year move on to do something else. Out of the 165,000 that we have, only about a third are full-time and the rest are part-time. Our average graduation rate is going to be 4 years. That's the average. Now, what's that mean? It means that, number one, for the people that are coming out of high school, we need to get them to be thinking about going directly into college. And we've got some neat programs that we can talk about. And then for the people in the workforce, we've got to shift to certificates so that we give them some stops along the way. The budget proposal that's still being discussed from the commission concentrated on two-year degrees, that's a lifetime for some of these students. That's a lifetime. So we have to really be thinking about how do we take the adult worker and get them to succeed, and what's the first step. And we actually hope to launch a program concentrating on adult workers, primarily men, next fall.